Welcome to Tales of Prowess, a show that delves into the mysteries, secrets, and oddities of a world that was once yours, now called the Wetlands. This show explores the small lives of those who live and die in the Wetlands. I will be your guide for these elapsing minutes. As you listen to the waves washing against you, it is apparent that, for the time being, you are one of us. A traveler, visiting us from far away. So, traveler, let me tell you a tale. A tale of prowess. Stared up at the flickering lights of the tree. The golden light danced and sparkled, reminding her of the electronic lights she used to decorate her Christmas tree with every year. It should be close to Christmas right now. She wasn't sure exactly what day it was. It had been 2 weeks since she last knew for certain, give or take a couple days. The group she had been staying with kept meticulous track of the dates, so that they were always prepared for the next planting season. They couldn't risk wasting their seeds by planting on guesswork. They were well organized, well supplied, and incredibly friendly. As long as you followed the rules, anybody was welcome to join and be part of their camp. But Alma was never too good at following rules. She tried, she really did. But her temper always got the best of her, and fighting with intent to injure was strictly forbidden. Fighting to train was accepted, as the camp wanted to maintain a strong defense, but anything more frivolous than that was seen as wasting medical supplies. Alma had wasted plenty of medical supplies. Bandages, compression wraps, ice packs. All fights that were completely justified in her eyes. But not the eyes of the camp. And so she was kicked out. They gave her a backpack with some food rations, some water, and the essentials she would need to make it to another group. A very generous parting gift, honestly. But it wasn't enough. Why should Alma have to suffer alone in the woods when all she had done was get in a few little scrapes? No one died. No one even had to take much time away from working. It wasn't fair, and Alma wanted revenge. So, here she stood, staring up at the flickering lights of the tree as the flames she set slowly crawled from branch to branch. It was only one tree so far, but she wished she could stick around to watch the whole forest go up. With how much just the bottom of one tree lit up the darkness, she couldn't imagine how bright it might get. She wondered how long it would take for the light to wake up someone from the camp. Or maybe it would be the smell first. The smoke growing stronger and stronger, choking them in their sleep. She wondered how long it would take. And if they would ever guess it was her. She decided she should keep moving if she wanted any chance of raiding the camp's storage before the fire grew too large to escape. She turned to walk away and was met almost instantly with an arrow shot straight into her chest. She collapsed on the ground as members of the camp emerged from the forest, running toward the burning tree. Their gloved hands worked quickly to cut the burning branches down, where they fell onto the snow for more hands to pack the snow around the branch and extinguish the flame. Others lifted snow up and covered the trunk of the tree, and before too long, the forest was dark again, the fire completely extinguished. As Alma bled out, she felt someone remove her backpack from her shoulders. As they dragged her body back toward the camp, she used the last few moments she had to look out at the forest, where she could faintly see the outline of the tree she had burnt, surrounded by its dead branches. She could almost laugh at the thought of it if she wasn't so angry. She wanted her temper to take down the camp. But she only destroyed herself.
And thus concludes this week's Tale of Prowess. Thank you for joining us, and have a safe journey, traveler. This week's tale was written and produced by Rachel Leota, with a theme composed by Abigail Hines.